We are going to begin the Warren County Radio Bible School this morning with a Bible question. Now here's the question. We've been studying about Isaac and his wells, how that they had filled the wells after Abraham died and Isaac had redug those wells, but then how the Philistines contended for those wells, and how for the sake of peace, Isaac moved on. He finally came down to a place called Rehoboth, and there he was able to remain. But he was getting very far south in the land. And then after this event with all of these wells, he came to live in another town that we read about several times in the Bible. So what was the name of the home of Isaac deep in the south of Judah? Well, we'll get to the answer of that question in a moment. And I said Judah, it would later be in the land occupied by the tribe of Judah. I should perhaps say, making this all fit the time scale, what was the name of Isaac's home deep in the land of Canaan? And we'll read that answer in just a moment. You may want to turn to it. Genesis 26, 23 through 25. I think I'll read first 22 and go Genesis 26, 22 through 25. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have a Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now for that Bible question. Where is the town? What was the name of the village or the city deep in the south of the land of Canaan where Isaac came to dwell? Well, let me connect this up with the story of his wells. We read in Genesis chapter 26 and verse 22. And he removed from thence and digged another well, and for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, for now Jehovah hath made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. Here's the answer. Genesis 26, 23. And he went up from thence to Beersheba. And Jehovah appeared unto him in the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bless thee and multiply thy seed for my servant Abram's sake. And he built an altar there and called on the name of Jehovah and pitched his tent there. And there Isaac's servants digged a well. Well, the name of the city where Isaac came to dwell is Beersheba. Now, locally, we have a little place up on the mountain called Beersheba. And that's the way we pronounce it locally. The old Bible pronunciation is Beersheba. And we read about this several times in the Bible. We read how Abraham rescued Lot in a little city that would come to be known as Dan. And then here is Isaac living in the little city deep in the south, Beersheba. And sometime we read about from Dan to Beersheba. And that's to cover the whole length of the promised land. But let me get to Elam's notes as we bring this Sunday school lesson we've been studying to a close. It's about how Isaac was blessed of God. He removed to Beersheba, not far from where he was. Blessed memories cluster around this place. There are, at present, on the spot, two principal wells and five smaller ones. On the same night on which Isaac reached Beersheba, Jehovah appeared unto him as the God of Abraham, his father. To the Jews, God was later called the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, and the God of our fathers in Acts chapter 5 and verse 30. To us, he is the God and Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. and our Father, who art in heaven. Having done so much to avoid strife, it must have been consoling when God said, "Fear not," and gave as the reason that God was with him to bless him and to multiply his seed for Abraham's sake, carrying out the covenant with Abraham. And because of Abraham's obedience, also because of Isaac's faithfulness, God renewed this covenant with him. Isaac built at Beersheba an altar to which the Lord God, an altar upon which to worship God. He was faithful and pious and maintained the worship of God. His servants dug another well there. To this place Abimelech followed him to make a covenant with him, which was done and sealed with an oath. Hence, the name of the place was renewed Sheba, an oath, and Beersheba, well of the oath. Isaac died in Hebron at the age of 180 years, and Esau and Jacob, his sons, buried him. We read about that in Genesis chapter 35, verses 28 and 29. And the days of Isaac were 84 years, and Isaac gave up the ghost and died, and was gathered unto his people, old and full of days, and Esau and Jacob, his sons, buried him. I turned the page in our little Sunday school book, and here I find where E.A. Elam had prepared Sunday school lessons for the Sundays of May 30th, 1926. And this is a Sunday school lesson about Jacob at Bethel. And we are recommended to read Genesis 27 and 28. Let me do that now. Genesis chapter 27 and verse 1. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old, and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau, his elder son, and said unto him, "My son?" And he said unto him, "Here am I." And he said, "Behold now, I am old. I know not the day of my death. Now take, therefore, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out to the field, and take me venison, and make me savory food such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, and that my soul may bless thee before I die." Genesis 27:5. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spake unto Esau his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it. And Rebekah spake unto Jacob her son, saying, "Behold, I heard thy father speaking to Esau thy brother, saying, Bring me venison, and make me savory food, that I may eat, and bless thee before Jehovah, before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice, according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock, and fetch from thence 2 good kids of the goats, and I will make them savory food for thy father, such as he loveth. And thou shalt bring it to thy father, that he may eat, so that he may bless thee before his death." And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, "Behold, Esau my brother is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. My father peradventure will feel me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me, and not a blessing." And his mother said unto him, "Upon me be thy curse, my son. Only obey my voice, and go fetch me them." And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother, and his mother made savory food such as his father loved. And Rebekah took the goodly garments of Esau, her elder son, which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands, and upon the smooth of his neck, and she gave the savory food and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. Genesis chapter 27:18. And he came unto his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I. Who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that my soul may bless me. And Isaac said unto his son, How is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? And he said, Because Jehovah thy God sent me good speed. And Isaac said unto Jacob, Come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not. And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him, and he said, The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy as his brother's Esau's hands. So he blessed him, and he said, Art thou my very son Esau? And he said, I am. And he said, Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat, and he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said unto him, Come near now, my son, and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him, and said, See, the smell of my son is the smell of a field, which Jehovah hath blessed. And God give thee the dew of heaven, and the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain, and new wine. Let people serve thee, and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be every one that curseth thee, and blessed be every one that blesseth thee. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. And he also made savory food, and brought it to his father. And he said to his father, Let my father arise, and eat of his son's venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac his father said unto him, Who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn Esau. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly, and said, Who then is he that taketh venison and brought it me? I have eaten of all before thou camest, and I have blessed him. Yea, and he shall be blessed. When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with an exceeding great and bitter cry, and said unto his father, Bless me, even me, O my father. And he said, Thy brother came with guile, and hath taken away thy blessing. And he said, Is not he rightly named Jacob? For he hath supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he hath taken away my blessing. And he said, Hast thou not reserved a blessing for me? And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, Behold, I have made him thy lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants. And with grain and new wine have I sustained him. What then shall I do for thee, my son? And Esau said to his father, Hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, Behold, of the fatness of the earth shall be thy dwelling, and of the dew of heaven from above. And by thy sword shalt thou live, and thou shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt break loose, that thou shalt shake his yoke from off thy neck. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, The days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob. And the words of Esau, her eldest son, were told to Rebekah. We're going to end the reading right there and pick it up in our next class.